I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to And the Writer Is. I'm your host, Ross Golan. I've written with hundreds of artists and writers over the years, and my favorite part of each session is the first hour when we catch up about life, the industry, politics, composition, whatever. So this is a journey of learning why people write songs, how people write songs, and most importantly, who the people are who write the songs. I'm producing this with the great Joe London, Big Deal Music Publishing, and Mega House Music Management. If you want to listen to the songs we discuss in this podcast, follow us on our socials, find out about special live events, or buy that merch, aka that hat I always wear, go to our website, www.andthewriteris.com. For a little bit of context, we just wanted you to know that a lot of these were recorded before quarantine. And as we know, a lot has changed in 2020. So again, please stay safe out there and enjoy the new episodes of And the Writer Is. Welcome to And the Writer Is. Hey. I'm your host, Ross Golan. This is Joe London to my left, maybe. to my right, yeah. We are doing the first ever And the Demo Is.
Woo.
Which, thank you guys. We got a shit ton of submissions, so we can only get to a few every time we do this. Hopefully we'll do this a bunch. We're starting with five today, and we're going to go through them and just kind of do the same thing that we do. You know, I've got 11 writers signed to Unknown Music Publishing, and you know, we work with all these young writers, and so much of it is about going through arrangements. And to me, what I care about is, you know, you always hear me talk about song math and, you know, talk about structure and talk about all that. And I'm happy to go through that with these songs and just kind of hear what we have. I personally, I've made sure that I didn't listen through. So you'll hear me critique these as I would if we were in a meeting and somebody played me these songs, and I would give the same kind of critiques.
Okay. Let's move on to song number three. This one's called Every Season. Let me pull it up here. And this is by Philip Bowen.
Sing it, Philip.
Let's hear it, Philip.
Okay. Hit it.
Here we go. Yeah.
All right, this is a new song I'm working on called Every Season. Here we go.
Love the intro.
Red and yellow, orange and green, turning like a maple leaf. Seasons come and seasons go, and we hold on to what we know, don't we? Red and white and black and pink, blooming like a cherry tree. We grow up and we fall down, and this whole world turns right around, you see. Fall leaves in the winter snow, spring bloom in the summer glow. Roots grow deep and hearts grow near, and we get older every year. I didn't think that things could change and stay so true. And every season I fall more in love with you. Ooh. Ooh. I try not to think too far and enjoy the seasons where we are. But we blink and they're so big, like an oak tree from a twig. How time flies. Well, the days are slow, but the years are fast. We stretch the time to make it last. One and four and seven, two. Some like me and some like you. Oh my. Fall leaves in the winter snow. Spring bloom in the summer glow. Roots grow deep and hearts grow near. And we get older every year. I didn't think that things could change and stay so true. And every season I fall more in love with you. In the summer glow, spring bloom and a winter snow. The roots grow deep and hearts grow near. We get older every year. I didn't think that things could change and stay so true. But every season I fall more in love with you. Every season I fall more in love with you.
Dope. We have a lot we have a lot of wedding vibe, big wedding vibes. Totally.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful lyrics in that song, man. That was a really good song.
Yeah.
I love the second verse.
You know, my favorite part melodically is that the seven, I think, really helps on the move up with you. But what you get from that is like a solid tension, right?
Explain what you mean.
Okay, so here's that song math thing, right? Here's the tonic. This is the key. Na 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 na. Right? That's your you know, the key that we're in. And no, it's one, so here's the seven. So if you go one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So it's like seven, sorry. So the idea that you have to resolve up, it adds a certain tension to it that is really nice. And I feel like this is one of those songs where the song's great. And it's hard to have notes for a song like this because the song's really strong. You know, what I want to hear are, I would love to hear Philip go beyond his melodic tendencies, which is, you know, I think this is the highest he goes. I think throughout the song, I believe that's like the, he can push himself, I think, melodically still on, you know, the oohs, the chorus, they all kind of peak at the same spot. Mm-hmm. The
it's
hard
like getting,
part
is getting to some weirder, cooler notes that kind of throw your ear off a little bit, especially when songs feel that kind of classic acoustic folk. It's really good to throw in a note here or there that feels like it's not going to be like when you listen to that song, you can kind of almost anticipate what some of the melodies are going to be based on how they're falling and stuff. So you want to like throw people off a little bit by throwing in a note here or there that kind of makes you go, oh, whoa, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. I guess I want, you know, what would be a weirder choice. And if this is my song, I would probably go in love with you and probably end on the relative minor over that chord. You know, instead of going, love with you and resolve it every time, I'd probably be like, seasons and then love with you and have it feel like, and then you could even resolve it after that. That would actually be a really Nashville thing to do. Mm-hmm. Man, I can grab my guitar all in a sec.
Oh, here we go. Get it.
I'm not in any particular key because my guitar is way out of tune, but
you guys are about to get a lesson right here.
So can you play it again?
Yeah, from the top. Well, I guess I can only play from the top.
Sure, yeah.
1 second.
Probably tune my guitar. There it is.
All right, this is a new song I'm working on called Every Season. Here we go.
Red and yellow, orange and green, turning like a maple leaf. The seasons come and seasons go, and we hold on to what we know.
Don't it's an A flat, Ross.
Yeah.
So Philip just
I'm
said.
Here.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm already there.
Oh, red and white and black and pink, blooming like a cherry tree. We grow up and we fall down, and this whole world turns right around. You see, fall leaves in the winter snow, spring bloom in the summer glow. The roots grow deep and hearts grow near, and we get older every year. I didn't think that things could change and stay so true. And every season I fall more in love with you. Ooh.
Yeah, I guess you could do like,
ooh.
You know, every season I fall in love with you.
Just no resolve.
Yeah, yeah, like I just want some sort of, you know, what do you
more
call
tension
it?
More tension or something.
Yeah, there's something with like nothing seen that I'm in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or like season that I'm not in love with. Yeah, either that or
yeah, that's nice going to the minor.
Instead, yeah, there's something about the emotion singing that lyric over those chords is really predictable.
Yeah, so like that's another big thing is like contrast, right? Like you're singing something beautiful over a resolve major, you know, it's like everything's resolving. It's like if the lyric is going to be that kind of nice and pretty, maybe adding some contrast by having it over a minor chord with not the resolve melody will actually like keep you wanting to hear more.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think it's really, I think it's a really good song. So it's like, it's that thing of, again, trying to squeeze out some emotion. I think our expectations are, you know, minor chords, and so you write a sad song, happy chords, you do a happy song. That's how all of us start. But I think there's something about challenging yourself to write in a way the, you know, write the opposite. So if you're going to do these chords, you know, I just want to hear some sort of some depth in that emotion, like some sadness underneath it. It's like you don't have, if you're going to have every season with somebody, like you don't, like you want to have it for, you want to have it forever. Yeah. Like I really, that adds like the desire and the not getting everything you want, you know? So like I guess that's it. Layer. I guess that's justifying it. Okay, so let's go to the next one. Thank you so much, man. That was that's a really
awesome
good song.
A lot of people are going to get married to that song.
Yeah.
Okay. Next song.
I think we just got a.
Yeah, I just got a text.
Okay, cool. Go for it.
Okay, so this next song is called "Never Have I." Never Have I. It is written by Ali and M. Bassa. I'm going to throw the. Are co-written with those people, I think. The artist name is Ali, and I believe Joey C. Maybe, I don't know. I'm gonna throw the Instagram IG in here, but let's have a listen. This is Ali with "Never Have I."
Mm-hmm.
still sleep on the side. I always used to get the part wrong. Can I fly you over tonight? London to LA, maybe meet you halfway. So fond of this, so I don't have to ask the universe if love is gone, can't reverse it. See you one more time. Never have I ever stopped loving you. Ooh, time has passed us, what are we gonna do? Ooh, never have I ever stopped loving you. Ooh, time has passed us, what are we gonna do? Ooh.
I think this one might be half written down.
Oh, nice. That's cool. We can stop that.
Yeah, very dope. Production is fucking fire. That shit sounded awesome.
Yeah, I feel like in a lot of ways this relies on production. And I feel like there's, you know, I already don't really remember the pre-chorus because, again, I feel like the pre-chorus is, I don't, what makes Adele great is that the pre-choruses are just choruses. You know, it's like,
yeah. The level of the melodic information is just is so.
Yeah, perfect. It's at the same level. If you're going to put it in there, make it something special, mm-hmm. You know, and then maybe when you get to that chorus, I'm willing to let go of some of the melodic deficiencies because the pre-chorus was so outstanding. Or in this way, it's like, you know, we're in this world so much. It's this like note is in every note. Section.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you just hear this all the time, it's a good note.
But starts making everything mushy.
Yeah. Here's the thing about like a basic thing for song math for, you know, everyone here. You know, the let's say the verse starts here and then here's your pre-chorus. And then here's your chorus, right? Melodically, it helps to have, yes, we'll have examples of songs that are hits that don't do that. But for the most part, you know, start low, end high. Each section should rhythmically be different from the one previously. Like the rhythm should be different, you know. There are a lot of eighth notes, you know, quarter notes and eighth notes in that song. There aren't a lot of 16th notes. There aren't a lot of rests. Like one of the great things that people forget are rests in songs are as valuable. If you look at notation, if any of you guys have played piano or, you know, you actually looked at sheet music, the value of a rest is the same as the value of any audible note. So don't forget that, like, you can do weirder rhythms and they have the same weight. If you wait and go like, never have I ever, never, 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 never have I ever, space. Never, never, never have I ever, never, never have I ever. Like, you can use space to your advantage. You don't have to just sing notes. You don't just have to have space. You know, it's good to be patient. Melodically, you don't have to resolve everything. You can push yourself melodically, push yourself rhythmically. So each section is really different than the next. I think the rhythm of this chorus could be cool if the melody of this chorus caught up to it. But I think it's like the production's outstanding. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And just giving a little more setup to that chorus, could go a long way.
Yeah.
But I mean, awesome start. Awesome start for that one. That definitely felt really great. Okay, cool. Let's move on to, I think we got one more. 3. Yeah, we got this. Okay, this is our last one. This one is called Sundress by Devin Kennedy. He said, I co-wrote the song for my arts project over the summer. I plan releasing it in February 2021. So we can all look out for this one. February.
Cool.
Okay. Let's hear it. Here we go.
We got nothing to do. Nothing on us but hotel keys. Boys drowning and they can send you on with you. And that would be all right. You're my only expense. Say the word and I'll spiral into debt. Owe you every hour I have left. And that would be so nice. When you're throwing that Sunday sundress, you know I love you and me so blessed. Out west, I just begun from dreaming. Don't wake me up from dreaming. Don't wake me up from you and that sundress. You and that sunset. Perception of love, it ain't the best. All alone on the map until we met. But now it feels so right. Is it crazy to say I might be permanently changed? In a cliche kind of cheap way, you'll be Daisy, I'll be Jay. When you're throwing that Sunday sundress, you know I love you and me so blessed. Oh, I just begun from dreaming. Don't wake me up from dreaming. Don't wake me up from you and that sundress.
That was dope.
Yeah, it's really good too.
Devin, coming in hot. Also, we have to add that was by Devin Kennedy, Dan Burke, Scott Nebb, and Will Ventra. So, shout out, guys. That was a jam.
Yeah, man. I you know, this is that again. I know this is my caveat after everyone, but it's like, All five of these songs, kudos to you guys for submitting good music. I think all five of these songs are good songs. And if they ended up on an album, you know, that you release, I'm sure that, you know, none of these songs would be critiqued by your fans as not being good. You know, they're good songs. You know, I think again, through the lens of, you know, let's say this is sent in and I have an artist that could cut this kind of song.
Yeah, these I think were the verses you'd be.
Yeah,
given,
right? I think, right. I think the verse is great. I think the pre-chorus is great. I think the chorus is good and it's an AABB chorus, mm-hmm. but then you don't need that post-chorus. Or you make that an AABA chorus. Here's the truth for me in general is that I think post choruses are when you couldn't establish the title of the song in the chorus. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really like when people are just like, I'm going to wait to the post chorus to sing the title again. So you now know what the song is called. Like,
yeah.
I think that's just lazy songwriting. I don't think this one does that because you actually hear it in the pre-chorus, which then gets to a couple questions. One is, in the pre-chorus, if you hear the title of the song, then I don't think you need this. I don't think you need this post. I think that post is like maybe that's a bridge if you need it.
Too much. Yeah, or at least maybe cut it out the first time. I forget if it happened every time.
I also, yeah, and I also wonder if that chorus should be an AABA chorus anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like that chorus would be really exciting. Man, if Dev was on this, he could probably just sing along and show me the parts because now I'm going to have to ask you to play it from the top again. But I think that you could actually go back to the beginning of that chorus melody. Like, play it one more time from the top and just stop it after the first, like, what we'll call that first post-chorus.
Okay, cool. Here we go.
We got nothing also, to do.
Also, can we just hear that little thing at the beginning? I'm a sucker for just little things like that. Production is so sick, by the way.
Woo. We got nothing to do. Nothing on us but hotel keys and booze. Drowning in it can send you on with you. And that would be alright. You're my only expense. Say the word and I'll spiral into debt. Owe you every hour I have left. And that would be so nice. When you're throwing that Sunday sundress, you know I love you and me so blessed. Out west, I just begun you from dreaming.
Don't wake me up. Here we go.
You in that sundress.
Yeah.
You in that sunset.
Go right back to the verse.
Yeah. If you had like if your chorus was me in the dun, are you in the sun dress dun na na, are you in the sun dress na you and I love and the place whatever that person is in the sun dun, but are you in the sun dress dun,
and then
my love and just ending
then
it there.
Verse.
Then verse.
Yeah.
And then maybe what it really needs is a proper pre-chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you'd have that verse going before you, because the chorus really is a, you know, sun, dress. Like to me, that's the chorus, not the pre-chorus. But the way this is structured, it makes it sort of sound like this is a, you know, a short pre-chorus going into the chorus, into this post. But in reality, that's the chorus.
Yeah.
It's just structured like, differently,
but that I way wonder, then you can use the that post maybe then just becomes the bridge and then it gets you
yeah,
back
totally.
into the chorus.
You could just throw the post away or put it later in the song. You could make that chorus from the you and the sun dress that could be that's the beginning of the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there either needs to be something before that that's a pre-chorus. Or you just have to live by the fact that it's verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, out.
Yeah, it could probably even have a really short pre too. Something that just kind of gets you there.
Yeah, that's really cool though. I mean, I think it's just like, you know, if the song's called Sundress, you don't have to tell me in the post that it's called Sundress. Like you started the chorus with it. You're just calling the chorus the pre-chorus, I think, if you're doing this through that kind of lens. But
which also comes down to like, cool. comes down to intention of like repeating stuff just to repeat it isn't always like the best answer. Have like some intention with why you're repeating it, you know.
Yeah.
That can go a long way. So. Okay, well, thanks everyone for all these amazing songs. I mean, this is so cool, and shout out to everyone in the chat for also just giving love to everybody. There's a lot of dope stuff happening in the chat, so thanks everybody for that.
Yeah, and I hope you guys, I hope that you know, again, you can always take the advice with a grain of salt and you can do whatever you want with it. But I hope this helps some of you who didn't have your songs played, and those who had your songs played, thank you for listening to the feedback.
Yeah, I think this is something that you guys are great. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, I'm done.
I think this is something that we might do again, because it's so awesome to be able to get to chat with everyone, especially and hear all the songs as well. So keep sending in your demos, and we're going to keep going through them. We had so many good ones that we weren't even able to play today. But I think we're just going to keep making a big list of all the ones we really love and play them and critique them and just jam out.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, guys. We had some really good interviews that are going to be coming out in the top of the year. So it's been a...
Oh, we got some really good ones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yesterday's was bananas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. Anyway, we appreciate you all, and have a good Hanukkah and holiday, Christmas, and whatever else you celebrate or not celebrate. And we appreciate you guys.
Yes. All right. We'll see y'all later. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of And the Writer Is. If you want to hear music from this songwriter I just interviewed, be sure to check out our Spotify playlist or visit our website at andthewriteris.com. If you like what we're doing, please subscribe to us. You can also like us on Facebook and Twitter. And the Writer is produced by Joe London, edited by Miles Bergsma, and published by Big Deal Music. A special thanks to David Silverstein from Mega House Music and Michael White. Until next time, this is Ross Golan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.